Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hit.com.au.
I put the call out, 13, 12, 16. Who wants to be the face of the Big Forehead Alliance? We got a call from a guy called Scott, and he absolutely shut us down. Yeah. But now I've got a member of the Alliance on the phone, a loyal member. Shauna, hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fantastic.
So you have a massive forehead.
I have a pretty decent-sized forehead.
Mm-hmm. It's extremely decently sized. Now, it is sacred level of size.
Are we talking it could be used to screen a movie? That style of forehead.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Of course. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Double feature.
And, of course, you're calling because you'd like to be the face of the cause. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Well,
lovely.
It is with great honour.
And the fact that nobody else called through.
Ordain you as the face of the BFA. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing in the world.
It's official. The purpose of your forehead was not for nothing. Here you are, here, right now. Hame's sort of giving a weird look.
No, and
he doesn't quite get it. He's
one
a new
thing,
member.
One thing that is in the fine print when it comes to being the face of the BFA is that you now have to put signage on your massive forehead.
No!
And we
You know what? I'm happy to do anything. I really don't mind.
Exactly. We're about embracing the forehead.
We're going to tattoo it with our lovely picture, Hamish and Paris. And you've got to get around with that.
We'd be tarnishing sacred ground.
Yeah, maybe we would. All right. Well, welcome aboard, Shauna. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Now, Halloween today, a lot of people getting involved. Just got a photo of my second son, Adam, dressed up as a zombie.
Your second son?
Yes.
Second favourite?
My younger son, Adam, dressed up as a zombie. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Very cute.
I thought that maybe I would get into the mood last night and ask Alexa from Amazon about Halloween. Now, when it comes to your artificial intelligence for the home, I've had them all. The Google Home Mini I like the most, all right? Because
they
gives funny, quirky answers, which is great. Next on the list is Alexa from Amazon. Siri, though, from Apple, she's just not keen.
She's useless, mate.
Yeah. In fact, here's a prime example. Hey, Siri. Tell me a ghost story.
Oh, that would take yonks.
Just lazy.
Yeah, it is lazy. You know? You're a computer program.
Yeah, exactly. Make something up for crying out loud. But Alexa, on the other hand, at least she's willing to give it a crack. Mm-hmm. Now, I asked her last night, firstly, trick or treat. I said, hey, Alexa, trick or treat. This is her answer.
Here's a treat. There once was a spirit named Mittens who visited litters of kittens. When the werewolves came prowling, her ghostly meowing repelled them. No kittens got bittens.
Alexa, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
So you're still willing to get into the spirit of Halloween. Yeah. That's fun. It's fun. I mean, it's lame, but fun.
No, I liked it.
The other thing, I guess, if you've got Alexa at home, what you shouldn't do is what I just did to Siri there and ask for a ghost story.
Okay.
Okay, because although Siri isn't interested and said it would take too long, Alexa clearly doesn't care and she just starts telling a story.
Spooky Junior. The little ghost couldn't see a thing. It was really dark, in the dark, and scary too. Every sound was amplified.
And it just goes on.
The werewolves in the fields.
And on.
The vampire bats at the windows.
And on.
The bigger,
so
longer,
note to self,
scarier ghosts.
Do not ask Alexa for a ghost story.
What happens to the little ghost? Feeling?
I don't know. I never got to the end.
Oh,
the story
to
goes too long. Okay, you come over to my place, ask Alexa for a ghost story. I'll leave you to it. You'll be there for hours. Trust me.
I think I might have to.
Yeah.
We live in a society that tells us that having a long second toe is wrong. You know, just a few weeks ago, we spoke about how you can get toe shortening surgery to make that second long toe shorter and more normal, as some would say.
Aesthetically pleasing is what we're going for, I guess, because you want your toes to have a gentle gradient from big toe down to little toe, not just to have some sort of weird kind of second toe being longer, third toe being just as big as the big toe. It's not right.
My second toe isn't super long, but it is slightly longer than my big toe.
Is that right?
Yeah, and get this. Mm. It's a good thing because Meghan Markle, Chelsea, and Cressida. Now, they're Harry's other exes, the other two main relationships he's had. Both of them, well, all three, but both of the other two.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Had longer second toes.
Longer second toes.
Now, this is meant to mean that you're a natural born leader if you're a female with a longer second toe.
Sure.
And it's scientifically proven.
Of course.
But Harry is purposely picking all these natural born leaders who turn out to have the toe, proving the theory that if you've got a long second toe, you shouldn't shorten it because you're a natural born leader and also basically a royal.
Yeah, okay, no. But can I just say, what kind of creeper is doing the research into people's toes, for starters, and making sure that he is looking at the exes of Harry and their toe length in order to come up with some sort of correlation that they are natural born leaders and all that kind of stuff? They may be, and that's great. By all means. But I just think that that is super creepy.
Well, mate, I got super it from the Daily Mail, and every journal on there. It's creepy.
And is Harry going, you know what, before we go out on a date, take your shoes off. I want to have a look at that second toe.
No, but Harry's type is a natural born leader. That's what I'm saying. And
maybe
then the
his
toe
type
comes second.
Is the person with a long toe.
No one's showing their toes on the first date.
You don't know. You just don't know. I mean, if Prince Harry asked to see your toes, would you show him on a first date?
Yes
you would. That
100%.
Is correct.
A uni over in the US has decided to let a student be controlled by the internet for an entire day to celebrate Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of inspired me yesterday to do the same for us. So I put the call out on Facebook, Hit South Queensland.
Mm.
I said they could tell us to talk about anything, try anything, or dare us to do anything.
Sure.
Now, we got a ton of dares, most of which impossible for us to do today.
Yep.
You can't skydive in the studio.
No, you can't.
And I can't go to someone's house and clean it, which was also suggested.
Well, you could, but that's all right.
However, a trust exercise for you and I was suggested.
Mm.
It was basically the only feasible thing.
Right.
So I've decided to go with it, even though it puts my life in jeopardy.
All right, what's the go? What are we doing?
Now, you've got some scissors in your
hand. Yeah, you've told me to get some scissors. I've got scissors. What do I need to do?
That's not for no reason.
Right, of
course. Because these luscious locks on my head right now are in your hands.
Pardon me?
I'm going to let you cut my hair. However you like.
Who sent this one through? Do we know? So wait. No. I you are letting me cut your hair.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
At any how much hair?
Well, I would hope only a tiny bit, but part of the trust exercise is that you choose and you have to live with the consequences.
Wow. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Of what you have done.
All right. So I can take a little bit, I can take a lot, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let's do it. I'll come over to you, your side of the desk, and just use your mic as well.
All right. I'm actually feeling nervous.
I would.
Okay.
So front, back. What are
the,
we talking?
The back. No front. I'm balding at the front. I can't give
so
up.
Front
any.
It is.
No. Okay. Now I'm actually getting nervous. Do not. Oh, not up there.
So I can take it from any length.
Yeah, but don't mess my life up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna mess your
life
up.
I can feel you messing my life up. Don't. Not a big chunk.
Yeah,
I will.
A big chunk. You asked. It's a trust exercise.
You're not supposed to break my trust in it.
It'll grow back. It's hair. It'll grow back.
It will grow back, but don't upset me. Otherwise, I won't come back.
Oh, really? You won't come back.
Hey, you're
I
kidding.
Yet. I
that
started.
Wasn't. Okay. No,
psych.
No.
Psych.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Can you feel it?
Yeah, that's too much. That is too much.
There we go.
Oh, my God. That is way more than I thought you would take.
That's all right,
you're
isn't it?
You're a dog. Are you kidding?
That's a decent. You can have that. You can keep that hair.
I did not think that you would do that.
Did I just ruin any relationship work style that we have?
No, it's fine. Because my hair's so thick, it's easy for me to give up.
Wow.
I really did not think that you would take that much off.
I thought that was a conservative effort, to be honest. So I failed with our trust exercise. Is that what we're saying?
100%. That is way too much.
All right. Well.
It's been done now, I guess. I just have to accept it.
It's hair. It'll grow back. At least.
You take it from the bottom?
Was I meant to?
Or the top?
The top. Isn't that,
oh, really?
Isn't that right?
I've got layers.
All right, well, thanks for that. That was fun. I enjoyed that. How did you go with that, Paris?
Well, look, now I know where we stand at least. Watch your back, Hamish.
Fair enough. It's Halloween today, Paris, so let's get into the Halloween-style theme. Let's throw some spooky-style music on because I want to talk about horror movies today.
All right. I hate horror movies, I will entertain the idea because it is Halloween.
So if you're thinking of theming your life up tonight for Halloween, giving yourself a decent scare, you might want to go for a decent horror movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, for instance.
No.
It Follows is something that's a little newer that's very scary.
Lame.
It, about the killer clown. The Babadook, which is a movie that apparently is very scary, and I think it's Australian, but I won't watch it.
Isn't the Babadook the pride icon? You know everyone was dressing up?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's too scary for me to even watch. Or even go to the movies and watch the new Halloween movie. It's going gangbusters at the moment. So many people are going to see that.
You're really into scary
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I thought, you know, they're good movies. Why don't we have a look at the worst horror movies of all time?
Oh, these are things I'd be into.
Yeah, yeah. That are so bad, they're good. Mm-hmm. All right, so I found a selection of really bad horror movies. Let's start with this one first. This one was made in 1988. I've got a bit of the trailer for you. Check this out.
It was a night like any other night. Then something happened. Why here? Why now? Why clowns? Killer clowns from outer space. It's crazy.
Killer clowns from outer space.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
That was from 1988. Let's go a little further back. 1974. This is a classic. Check this out.
We don't know anything for a fact.
Clint Walker. Except that bulldozer kills. Carl Betts. Two men dead. The survivors watch an unmanned bulldozer continue its rampage. Killdozer.
Killdozer. Killdozer. Construction workers accidentally unleash an evil entity that possesses a bulldozer and goes around killdozing everyone.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. No. So bad. It's good.
That is a bit scary, actually.
Yeah. Let's get back to one that's a little closer to home. It's about a shopping mall. Check this out.
They broke into the mall for the wildest all-night party of their lives. But you're never alone in the chopping mall.
Why wouldn't you want to watch a horror movie called The Chopping Mall?
Far out. Well, you know, I feel like I'd be into these movies because a bad scary movie is a non-scary movie.
Yes, yes. All right, here's another one for you. For anybody that enjoys having a green day, this one from 2006.
In a flop house, three stoners are looking for the ultimate high.
Large bong for sale. Recently deceased owner claims it was possessed.
Evil bomb. Dude, it's one scary trip.
Monkey.
It's crazy to me that there's there was once a script writer sat down in a room and thought, what if we did a movie about a possessed bomb, dude? That'd be crazy.
Exactly. And one last one. And this one actually stars Gary Busey.
Oh, Lee Gary Busey.
Yeah, this one came out in 2005. Check this one.
Run as fast as you can. Something's in the oven, the ginger dead man. Evil never tasted so good.
The Ginger Dead Man. So bad a movie, it spawned two sequels. Ginger Dead Man 2, The Passion of the Crust. And number 3, Saturday Night Cleaver.
Well, Haim, evil never tasted so good.
Exactly. Quick special mentions to I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle, I Dismembered Mama. You'll love this one, Paris. Weasels Rip My Flesh.
I do love that. Weasels Rip My Flesh. That's my favourite movie of all time.
And Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. A few movies you may or may not want to watch tonight for Halloween.
Get out weekday morning. Hamish in Paris. If you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.